episode 771, Are You Worth the Risk?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I am so delighted that you are here today. I cannot believe the weekend has already flown by, and we've got President's Day around the corner. So some of you may be actually taking some time off. That's fantabulous. Those of you who aren't and you're back into the grind of the week, I hope today will give you a great sound off. We're chatting about, are you worth the risk? Well, that's a good deep question, isn't it? Well, we're going to chat about that. But first off, we got to give a huge warm welcome to our brand new family members. We are so excited that you're here. Welcome. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Where are you in your dreams, your to-do list, your goals? Maybe even if you look back on what you wanted at the new year, you know, did you write down some things for 2017, that life that you want to be living? Are you worth the risks, doing what it takes to get you to where you want to go? Life means that we have to take chances, and sometimes that means we have to be willing to put ourselves out there. If you want to impact the world, you have to be willing to take some risks. Now, I'm not talking about being crazy with life, though, you know, making these drastic decisions. I'm not saying go sell your house and all your possessions and move, etc. Now, if God is calling you to that, that's a different story and for another episode, but I'm talking about general living here. We want to impact the world. You want to build a business. You want to move from the corporate world back and being able to stay at home and provide for your family. Or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe you want to leave from being the stay-at-home mom and you want to go out and get into the corporate world again because you miss it. You have this calling. Maybe you want to go into ministry. Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe life kind of stopped because you had children or you had other priorities. Life does happen to us, and we have to begin to make those decisions and discern the direction that we're going. So we're not talking about these drastic major decisions, but they are impactful in our lives. Are you worth the risk? Because what I'm challenging you to think about is, are you living the life with a complacent spirit or an audacious spirit? I love those big words. It kind of gives me goosebumps. You know I'm a word girl, and I love to look them up. So in order for us to get on an even ground level here, let's define what we're chatting about. Complacent is this, pleased, especially with oneself or one's merit. So we can get very happy with where we are, right? We can be very complacent. We don't want to push the envelope, so to speak. We're okay with where we are. We're kind of in our home that we like. It's not necessarily our dream home, but we'll settle here and we'll make do. And if we retire here and we pay off the bills early and we can, you know, not have all these expenses except for just like food and basic, you know, electricity and things like that, that's living a life. Maybe it's audacious, being willing to take surprisingly bold risks. Are you that type of a person? Ready to put yourself out there, doing things maybe that you wouldn't see yourself doing? Well, my youngest son keeps asking me, Mom, have you done it yet? That's like the biggest question he asks me when he comes home from school. And this has been like for the last few weeks. And he keeps coming and asking me that. And unfortunately, my answer is, nope, haven't done it yet. And he's like, oh, come on. Now, this is a secret between him and I. He knows a secret, and soon you will too. But you know, that answer, regardless, is still no. And I want to have everything ready. I want to make sure it's, you know, I can do what I need to do and serve appropriately and quite frankly, that I know what I'm doing. But when I think about it, I'm kind of borderline complacent. I'm comfortable with what I've already set up with Create Your Now. I have this rhythm to my step. I know that, oh, okay, now with my strength is my story, I need to make sure I have an interview a week and I try to plan a little bit in advance, but I still want to make it fresh and real and raw for you all. So I don't want to plan out months and months and months ahead of time because then it has no impact on you personally. So when you listen to these and you're kind of following along, you know what's happening in the real world. It's going along with you. I think that's fun. It's a challenge for me, but it's a rhythm that I've adopted. If I add something in, if I change something, if I shake it up, that's going to make me uncomfortable. Now, I've always lived kind of an uncomfortable life. I don't mind putting myself out there, but it's just me. When I'm putting myself out there and serving others greater, and I think the impact's going to be bigger, well, I want to make it right. But if I'm honest with you, yeah, well, I'm kind of complacent about the whole idea. And that began to challenge me directly. You see, in the Bible, when the disciples went out on the water and they went to the other side of the lake and Jesus went off to pray and he didn't realize they had gotten so far away, so he walked and joined them. He walked on water. The disciples saw them and they kind of thought that he was a ghost and, you know, they were a little shaken up. Wouldn't you be too? If you saw this person that you knew was Jesus, but then you're like, but that's not possible because when I go on water, I sink. Well, Jesus stood there, his hands outstretched and said, come. Come, he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But then he began to see the wind move and he was afraid and he began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. That's what happens to us, right? We get fearful and we cry out. We want help right now on our terms. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why do you doubt? Are you living your life more with doubt? That fear of, gosh, if I do this, I know I'm going to sink. It's easy to think that way. That's our logical, human, earthly mind. That's where it takes us. But if we walk by faith, you're taking risks. Peter did that. He took a risk. And when he kind of got a little bit afraid, did Jesus abandon him? No, he was right there. You see, God's there to catch you. But you have to be willing to put yourself out there. So are you worth the risk? Are you living that life with a complacent spirit or an audacious spirit? Are you willing to go and take those surprisingly bold risks? Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the man behind Facebook. Regardless of your opinion on Facebook, this is what he said. The biggest risk is not taking any risk. In a world that's changing really quickly, the only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking any risks. Is that how you're leading your life? Being complacent, pleased with where you are and how far you've come? Are you worth the risk? Those dreams that you have, those goals, that to-do list. Maybe that mindset of saying, gosh, I know I was created for more, but, and the but leads to negativity. Are you worth the risk? My son continues to challenge and encourage me. And I've got to be willing to show him what it means to live with an audacious spirit, being willing to take those bold risks. You see, motherhood doesn't come without scars, and neither does success. So are you willing to take those risks? Are you worth it? Today, I want to challenge you. I want to ask you a couple questions. And I want you to think about this, because here, Sweet Spirit Time, it's really about digging deeper. I want you to ponder. I'm not going to give you a to-do list, but I want you to think about this. What is it that you want? What truly is it that's kind of like just kind of tearing at your heart going, come on, that gut-wrenching, you should have been doing this 20 years ago. But because life happens, priorities change, responsibilities dictate otherwise, you've had to put things off. But what is it now that you want? Then ask yourself, are you worth the risk? Are you worth it? If your answer to that is yes, if you are worth the risk, I want you to take one step this week, just one, that's going to lead you to miles of greatness. You were created for so much more. Be present, be incredible, be you. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.